You're listening to the Common Fan Podcast, a Husker football podcast for the common fan by the common fan.
Welcome back to the Common Fan Podcast. This is not your usual episode today, common fans. We have a very exciting, dare I say, uncommon announcement that we are thrilled to share with you. We are so excited to announce that the Common Fan Podcast has been chosen as the Nebraska voice in a new community called the College Huddle. The College Huddle has quickly become the largest independent online college sports community. As Nebraska's lone representative, we could not be more excited for this opportunity, not only for us, but for you, our fellow Husker fans and listeners of the Common Fan Podcast. Being part of the College Huddle will allow us to do things like collaborate with like-minded podcasts and other fan bases, giving you the ability to learn about future opponents and what they bring to the table. This will also give the Common Fan Podcast the opportunity to have a more national platform, which will connect us to even more Husker fans across the country and even, dare I say, from around the globe. The College Huddle will also be hosting regular shows focused on Big Ten football, as well as other conferences, and the national college football environment. We, the Common Fans, will have the opportunity to bring the Nebraska perspective to these shows, which will be very cool. And we'll be helping create other content as well, like conference power rankings, written articles about the Huskers and the Big Ten, and so much more. Everyone, check out thecollegehuddle.com. That's thecollegehuddle.com. You can see the College Huddle's brand new website. You can see the Nebraska and Common Fan specific page. It's really exciting. It's really well done, guys. I hope you'll check it out. We've got a special guest with us tonight, one of the creators of the College Huddle, to talk more about what you, the fan, can expect from the College Huddle community. But just before we get to that, guys, real quick, I just want to take a quick moment and thank all of the Common Fan listeners. And I guess just reflect for a quick moment, Matt and Jeff. Our first, as it turns out, we didn't plan this. We couldn't have planned this. Jeff is swatting his cat away or something. We couldn't have planned this, but our first episode was basically 6 months ago, guys.
Yeah.
We put it out on October 10th, 2023. This week will be, I don't know when we'll put this episode out, possibly on April 10th, but this week for sure will be April 10th, 2024, exactly 6 months after our first episode. Just three guys from Lincoln who have been friends forever, wanting to talk about Husker football. And we legit had no idea if anyone would listen. We thought maybe our wives would listen occasionally. So it's just been so much fun to engage with and enjoy, other Husker fans, and hopefully be at least a small part of how some part of the fan base engages with Husker football. And so obviously we still have a lot we want to do. We hope this is very much still the beginning, but just super exciting that we'll have this opportunity to enhance the Common Fan Podcast experience, both on our end and hopefully for our listeners as well through the College Huddle. So Matt and Jeff, I love you guys. I love doing this with you guys. And I hope we're doing this and talking about Husker football and not Notre Dame, Jeff,
for
many, many years to come.
Ditto, buddy. Absolutely. and just real quickly, I couldn't be more excited about this, this deal with the College Huddle. One of the things that makes college football special in college athletics in general, for us being a football podcast, I think that's more of our focus. But one of the things that makes it special is the pageantry, the traditions, and it'll be fun to share in all of that with all these different fans of all these different schools. There's no one more passionate about college football than the fans of each college. So I'm excited about this. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah. And it'll be even better if we can start beating some of these teams.
Yes, that would be fun too. It'd be fun. The trash talk would be a little bit better, I think, because right now we're jokingly trash talking, like we're old Nebraska. But it'd be fun to start winning, so we can act. There's something behind the trash talk.
Exactly. Well, it's a pretty exciting development for our little podcast, and it's a true honor for us. So with us tonight to share a little bit more about the College Huddle is Eric Boggs. Eric Boggs is the founder and host of the OHIO podcast. Sorry, the OHIO podcast. Yes, it's an Ohio State podcast, common fans. Please be nice to Eric. And also, he's also one of sort of the founders, creators, visionaries, dare I say, behind the College Huddle. And Eric's actually the guy who reached out to us about the common fan participating with the College Huddle. So hopefully he can sort of give even more detail and shed more light on what this will be and what we hope to see it become. So Eric, how are you, man?
Doing good, guys. Thanks for having me on tonight. And let me start by congratulating you all on 6 months, man. That's fantastic. I feel like I've known you guys for maybe three, four of that. I think I
Yeah,
followed
I think
that.
so.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Probably.
And it's exciting. You guys have some amazing guests on. I mean, gosh darn it, you have politicians, former coaches and strength coaches and things like. You guys are doing a knockout job, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have the Common Fan Podcast as our Nebraska representative at the College Huddle. I feel like we hit a home run when we found you guys.
Oh
Oh,
man.
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. The check's in the mail, Eric.
This is the only this will be the only thing this Ohio State fan will have good to say about Nebraska.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Yeah. You guys are great. I will say this, no, the Nebraska fans are fantastic. I've been to several Nebraska games at the Shoe. Haven't had a chance to go out to Lincoln. It's definitely on my to-do list, my bucket list, and every interaction I have had with your fan base has been absolutely fantastic, and something my fan base should probably learn a lesson from, to be honest with you.
Well, we appreciate you saying that. Let's make that happen in Lincoln. We can meet there maybe Thursday or Friday. We do like a pregame live recording or something like that. How fun
Oh,
would
yeah,
that
that'd
be?
be great.
That'd
Just
be
make a
freaking
big long
awesome.
weekend party, man.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
absolutely. Oh, yeah, I'll meet you there on Monday or Tuesday if you
My
want.
employer
So,
might disagree with that.
Eric, tell us a little bit more about sort of the idea behind the College Huddle and where this came from. And I mean, you talk about we have known each other for a few months now. You and even going back to then when you were like full steam ahead, we're creating this community. It still wasn't close to what it's become now. I mean, you've done a heck of a job identifying podcasts from almost 70 different schools and fan bases. I mean, and we're going to be together, united as a community. It's going to be so cool. But you've really built this thing behind the scenes prior to the launch. But like, what was before all that? Where did this come from? What was the idea? Like, what, like, how did you have this idea to kind of put this whole thing together?
So myself and the Boiler Express podcast, which is a Purdue podcast, and we struck up a friendship in a network that we were a part of, and we started collaborating together, and we just saw the potential and power in that. And through that, I also met JR, who will be running the national show and a Big Ten huddle portion of the YouTube side of things for this collaboration. And we got together and we just started brainstorming what is missing in the college sports podcast community. There's a lot of networks out there, and you guys know as well as I know, when you have a big fan base, there's a ton of podcasts. There's probably 60 Nebraska podcasts out there. I mean, there's a lot of them,
There's a
right?
ton of them.
Oh, yeah, for
Yeah,
sure.
same thing in our fan base, right? But if you the networking that takes place in that is very singular minded if you're not a part of a national media brand or company. And the independent, and you'll like this, Geoff, because I'm going to use the word independent. The independent fan-driven podcast gets abused. It gets abused. And here's how it gets abused. A network will swoop in and say, "Would you join our network?" Yeah, well, they promise you all this stuff. And then they try to build their brand off your hard work as an independent podcaster. And we said, let's flip this thing on its head completely. Let's create a community for podcasters and content creators where everybody is equal. We're all on level ground, where the idea is, if I can help you build your brand, you can help me build my brand, and we all win together. And how we're going to do that is threefold. Number one, we're going to collaborate together. No one knows your team better than you do. When Ohio State plays Nebraska this year, you're going to ask me about how things are going with Ohio State, because I'm watching them every single week. I'm covering them. I'm diving in. And I'm going to ask you about Nebraska, because I'm not going to know. I might watch a game or two because I'm a college football fan, but you guys have your thumb on the pulse of the team. And so you're going to be able to provide in a preview through collaboration information about the Cornhuskers that me, I'm not going to be able to provide. You used to see this a lot more on radio programs, and they're getting away from that more and more often. And so we're going to do that. So as a fan of your show, that's something that a lot of people I think are going to be very interested in when you get into season. Now, that's just one thing, is the collaboration, not only on a game-by-game local level, but then on a national level. So JR is going to be able to run the College Huddle on the YouTube national side, plus conference-specific weekly shows. So there is going to be not only your local, but then connected to that is the platform for you to go on and talk Cornhuskers and reach out to more people. And like you said, TJ, across the globe. Just had a call-in show on my podcast, spoke to a guy from the Philippines and one from Australia who are Buckeye fans. And let me tell you, that is the coolest thing in the world to know. We are the top Ohio State podcast in the country of Australia and the Philippines. We might not be the top one in the state of Ohio, but dang it, we own the corner market in the Philippines. Right? So, and these are things that are going to happen for those who are in the community when you start to get your name out there and connected to more people who just, hey, Nebraska football, and they run into your podcast or your show or your videos through the College Huddle, you're gaining more viewership. So that's the first thing.
Well, and second, Eric, if I could just jump in real quick. I mean, sure. I think that's, you know, the Big Ten show and some of these, what I like about bringing all of us together is we can do these shows where we focus on the Big Ten, we focus on college football. And I think Nebraska fans and Ohio State fans are pretty similar. We joke a lot about how Matty Owens has probably consumed more Pac-12 After Dark than many Pac-12 fans. I mean, we're just college football fans, right?
Right.
You talk to any average Nebraska fan on the street, they usually know what's going on, certainly in their own conference, but within the broader college football landscape. So I'm excited, even if it's stuff that we're not necessarily a part of, I'm excited to bring that to the common fan listeners too. Like, hey, check out this College Huddle community, because it's a lot of smart guys, passionate fans, passionate podcast hosts talking about what's going on in college football. I think it'll be a lot of interesting, cool college football content.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. And I got a little ahead of myself, so I apologize, because I'm so excited to tell you about what it's going to be. But so let me take one step back and explain a little bit more on how it took place. So we started to brainstorm on what we could do. And so we wanted to create a community for podcasters and content creators where we could collaborate, we could educate one another, and we could support each other. Because that's what's missing in a lot of communities or networks, if you will, that we felt we could provide. And that went from, hey, let's get 10 of them in before when we launch in April, to holy crap, we now have 20, to let's make a crazy goal and say 40. And then, you know, we're up to 68 now, plus the six podcasts that are for national and conference specific. So that let me know right away, TJ, that my vision and what we were creating at the groundwork of this was right. Our messaging was right, that there's more out there that we can do together than separate on our own. So that's kind of the framework of it, the background. Two podcasts, a national guy, got together and said, let's do something.
You're muted, TJ.
Sorry. Thank you. you've done a heck of a job, Eric. Again, I mean, I just can't, it's shocking to think about how much progress when we've seen all this happen behind the scenes.
Oh yeah.
You've really built something here that I know it's going to keep growing, but it's super, super impressive.
I agree. And to piggyback off of that, just kudos to you, just seeing like when you said in infant stages of, hey, we're going to add, 10 teams, and then it became 20. I mean, I had to silence my phone notifications after a while because it was constant. We added this team. We added this team. Like, these guys are freaking grinding. So we're glad to be a part of it. It's awesome.
Absolutely. There was a lot of I've listened to more podcasts than I care about.
Touche.
Here's the thing, and this is the thing. I'm being dead honest. I rejected more than I accepted.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
First off, if you're not a fan of your podcast and you're just doing it for a job, then I don't care for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of national. There's a lot of people working in media and. They really have no business doing what they're doing, in my opinion, but that's a soapbox that I'll get off of. I didn't mean to do that.
So, no, that's actually though. You know what though? Let's go there for a minute, because this is a community of fan-based podcasts. And one thing that I thought about since before we started doing this was we can actually do things and have conversations that the media can't, and mm-hmm. nor should they sometimes. Right. They're supposed to be impartial. They have whatever, and we can be fans, but our goal all along has been, okay, but we don't want to be just fans where it's like three dudes sitting around in the backyard telling inside jokes from high school. We still want to provide meaningful Husker football content. We always talk to each other about, let's make sure we're providing content that we ourselves would enjoy listening to and enjoy engaging with as Husker fans. So that's like our North Star. That's our driving force. But because we're a fan podcast, we can openly root for our team. We can bring the fun and frivolity. We can talk trash about other teams or other fan bases or whatever. We can do all the things that are fun about being a college football fan. And I think, I mean, it's an effort, right? It's always something that we're focused on of like, let's not go too far down the rabbit hole of, Jeff's weird food proclivities or whatever.
What the hell is your problem?
So I'm the one who doesn't like turkey at Thanksgiving. So maybe I'm the weird one. but so anyway, point being like, we want to have that fun in frivolity, but we are focused on also bringing meaningful, but like if somebody stumbles upon us and they've never listened to us before, they've never heard us, we want them to be like, okay, this is interesting Husker football content that I want to engage with, kind of thing. So anyway, I think that's what I thought was unique. That's maybe, I mean, there's 1,000 Husker podcasts. So, there's other fan podcasts as well, but I just feel like there's fun and yet also interesting things that we can do as a fan podcast that, the media can't or won't do. And I'm not even saying they should necessarily, but
here's my thing. Don't lie to me. Right.
Yeah.
Like be brutally honest. That's what I am. Sometimes I am brutally honest and it makes some of the fan base uncomfortable with me because I am that way. But like, I'll be honest, our best rating shows are when I'm ticked off and I'm yelling about how Kyle Honda McCord is not the best quarterback for Ohio State on the team, right? And there's going to be a lot of people who are upset with me, but I'm a fan, baby. So I'm going to give it to you real and raw, And so there's value utilized sometimes on a national scale. So we are fan-driven, fan-fueled, fan-fed. And I think there is definitely a market there that we wanted to tap into, because that's what fuels us.
That's awesome. And listen, we may or may not at certain points last fall have called, have suggested that we'd be comfortable with the offensive coordinator flying a cargo plane full of rubber dog shit out of Hong Kong before the year was over. We've since decided we're going to give him, we're open to giving him another chance. But to your point about honesty, we appreciate that very much.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So we decided to do this with that framework, and it's been awesome to bring on the podcast that I've listened to and have enjoyed. And I feel like by me being selective. Is that all right if I use it? Me being selective, that we have a super community of podcasters and content creators who are for the most part, I feel like, on board, ready to rock and roll and produce great content for their fan bases. I envisioned and hoped it would be like this. We've exceeded our expectations, and it's because of podcasts like yours and others like yours that are jumping in with both feet and are like, hey, let's do this thing, man.
And hey, listen, Common Fans, don't take our word for it. Don't take Eric's word for it. Check out thecollegehuddle.com. The website looks so great, but there's already tons of written content and there will be more. You can check out some podcasts if you have an interest in other fan bases, or, you know, look at Nebraska's schedule, see who we're playing this fall. You want to kind of explore that. Just check it out, guys. And again, through listening to the Common Fan podcast, we'll let you know when we're going on some of the national shows and that sort of thing too. But just a really, really exciting, I think we're so thrilled to be a part of it, Eric, but also just super cool thing that you've created here that's going to, again, help people enjoy and engage with their own teams and their own fan bases in a new way, which is super cool.
Yeah. This is just the beginning too. Like the website and the YouTube channel is just the beginning. So we have plans to incorporate other forms of media within this to engage the audience even more and allow them to have a voice and connect as well. And as things continue to escalate and grow, I don't know where this thing's going to be in a year. Like it's wild to think about. I mean, look at your podcast, what you guys have done in 6 months. Imagine where this community might be in a year. And I want to touch on one more thing, if it's all right, TJ.
Sure, go for it.
College sports are changing so rapidly. I'm a traditionalist. Like I'm like, guys, the Big Ten was great at 12. Okay. Like, can we just leave it at 12? Did we really need Rutgers in Maryland? Just saying. I can say that because we don't have a Maryland podcast yet. But Rutgers, we've got the best Rutgers dude. I'm telling you, he's awesome. So smart. Anyways, so the sport's changing so fast. And I feel being a part of this community is offering us the ability to change with it. So let me break it down for you. Like, we have ACC podcasts, right? We have an ACC channel. ACC is going through some things. We could wake up in a month and the court case in North Carolina allows the ACC to just do whatever and the teams leave and they're gone. All it takes is us going click, click, and they're in a new huddle and everything's good for that fan base. If you were a part of just an ACC network, you're screwed as a podcast.
Right.
You're hurting.
Right.
Being a part of the College Huddle offers us the ability to change with the sport. And so that is something that has been a benefit to this. As we see things rapidly changing, podcasting needs to change with it. And so that was one of the things we threw out early on is that, hey, college realignment, guess what? There's podcast realignment coming. Yeah,
that's right.
And so that has been something that we are on the forefront of, is thinking, you know what? As the sport changes, we are going to change with it and have that flexibility to change with it so that the fans aren't left in the dust. It's really sad to me to watch a network that I know that had certain teams from a certain conference that they lost to another conference and watched that network die because of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that shouldn't happen. So let's expand our horizons a little bit and get everybody in here under one umbrella to benefit them and benefit their listeners so that we can adjust, change, grow together. And that to me is what's been exciting about this. I've seen tremendous growth on my side, on my show, in the last year. We've been doing this this is our sixth season. And we hit a plateau after about three years. We weren't growing. And through those partnerships that I made and those things and meeting some of these people, John Kennedy from the Always Irish podcast, become a good friend of mine. He has really helped my show. And so I thought, let's do that on a larger scale for everybody. So if you're part of the community, you're part of the College Huddle, we're going to help you grow. And in turn, you're going to help us grow. And that's what being a part of a community is all about. And that's what we truly have. We are all college nuts and fans, and we're all going to grow together. And it's been awesome to see. And this is just the beginning. This is just the launch. I foresee by the time football season rolls around, there's going to be some good growth. And then I think the bell curve is just going to go straight up, because you know how people are. They're not paying attention to football right now unless they're diehard, right?
Yeah.
Unless they're Ohio State or Nebraska fans.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
For that.
Well, that's super cool, Eric. And I got to know one thing, though. I mean, has Geoff reached out to you to try to have you connect him with the Notre Dame guy?
I already did that behind the scenes.
Is he jumping ship?
You know what? They can have him. They can have him.
Take it back, Matthew. Take it back.
No, we like him.
You know, it was funny because when we were creating all of this, we're like, what are we going to do with Notre Dame? You know, secretively, I'm like, let's throw them in the Big Ten, right?
That's where they belong.
The Big Ten's good enough for their hockey team, apparently, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But then ACC, I was like, was good enough for... we've got the Pac-12 floating out there. There's two teams. And the Belligerent Beavers, that's a great name for a podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
The Belligerent Beavers are like, hey, we'll join under one condition. I was like, oh, yeah, what's that? He goes, we get to fly the Pac-12 flag. And I'm like, it's all yours, baby. Come on. So we've got two Pac-12 teams. We've got Notre Dame. You know, they're flying that banner. And we appreciate them. And it's a lot of fun. They're a great group of guys out there. And, you know, I wrote an article recently, sorry if there's any Ann Arbor team up north fans listening to this. You are not America's team. I've declared it. 2024, nope. Washington State and Oregon State are America's teams.
Love it.
Nice. I like it. Eric, we're excited to, you know, obviously we'll be talking to you sort of behind the scenes for College Huddle stuff on a regular basis, but excited for the fall to get here. Nebraska plays at Ohio State October 26th. So we'll be excited to maybe do a preview episode together, or we go on each other's shows for a couple of preview episodes together. The college football industry, you know, we haven't played Ohio State for a couple of years. Of course, the college football industrial complex is trying to keep us down. We got to go to the horseshoe. So no surprise there. But listen, we're used to this. We'll take all comers, and we'll just see what Matt Rhule's got in store for the Buckeyes on October 26th.
Hey, man, you know what? The Rhule-Aid doesn't taste bad. Like, I'm straight up, you guys, your fan base needs to get a little bit more excited here. Like,
I think most Husker fans are frothing at the mouth at this point.
Yes.
Just between the Dylan Raiola thing, hope for the offense this year, belief that the defense will be even better, belief in Rhule to take a leap in year two. I mean, throw it all into the blender, and it comes out as Big Red Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I think Nebraska, I don't know, definitely going to a bowl game, right? Like, there's no doubt, right?
Definitely. I mean, there's no doubt. We're just going to say, let's put it out there.
Might as well, yeah.
Speak it into existence.
I just don't want to jinx anything, but yes, yeah.
We are so hurt and battered.
We're so beaten down.
We won't even say we're going to get six. Eight and four in 2024, Eric.
That's
it. Put the flag in the ground.
You're gonna get six or more. Trust me. Okay. Matt Rhule's a good coach. All right.
Yeah.
He's a really good coach. For us, it's a little different this year. Like, Ryan Day's on the hot seat, guys.
Which is just crazy for us.
Which is nuts to think about. Yeah. But we should know. Like, we know what that's like.
Yeah. We used to.
Ohio State fans will argue with me. How could you say that, Eric? I go, well, what if he loses to that team up north for a fourth straight year? Well, then he needs to be fired. Then he's on the hot seat. Come on, guys. Like, you can't. So the only way he could lose that game and keep his job is if he won the national championship. It's the only way.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's why he's all in, guys.
Yeah.
That's why he's all in.
You got Chip Kelly.
Enter Chip Kelly.
Yeah. He's not messing around.
No, sir.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. Well, listen, you know, we don't want to break your heart, but like, you know, he's got things to worry about before Thanksgiving weekend. All right. Let's be clear. He's got the Huskers coming to town. He's got a lot of problems.
Okay? And we're probably going to be undefeated going into that game.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. I remember one year I felt like Nebraska, like even though your record wasn't good, you gave Urban Meyer some serious indigestion one Saturday.
I think it was 2018, Frost's first year.
Yep.
Yeah. I was at that game thinking, this isn't good. Like, what's going on? Yeah. So if he could do it, Matt Rhule definitely can, right? Like, here's the thing. Like, I'll be first one to admit, we have a big stadium. But at 12 noon on a Saturday, there's really not a home field advantage there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody likes the early kickoffs.
You kick off at 7 o'clock in Columbus and let all the locals get liquored up. It's a whole different atmosphere in there, man.
Oh yeah.
But kick off at noon, sleepy day, big Fox Big Noon kickoff. No one's woke up yet. The students are just now rolling out of bed. Like, you can jump on the Buckeyes early. There's not a home field advantage there. And we won't even talk about our basketball arena because that thing is joke.
we'll hope for an early kickoff in October.
Yes,
and we'll just see what happens. Matt, Jeff, you guys have anything else?
No, yeah, just again, Jeff. Sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
No, it's just an honor to be considered and having us in the group. So we appreciate all you've done, Eric. So far, it's quite the undertaking. So thanks for doing it, and we're here with you.
Yeah, appreciate absolutely. It. I second that what Jeff said. Thank you, Eric, and couldn't be more excited to be a part of the College Huddle.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that. We're glad to have you. Looking forward to some awesome collaborations with all of you, and maybe we'll jump on the Big Ten Huddle show together, some of us, and we can razz the team from Iowa or something together.
Hey,
that sounds like a great idea.
We're always in for that, Eric. So sounds great. Well, we're just getting started here, Common fans. Super excited about being a part of the College Huddle. Check it out, thecollegehuddle.com. Check out the website. Check out the YouTube page. Check out the Twitter. Check out all the things, Common fans. And we'll keep you posted more as we go as well. Thanks so much to Eric Boggs for joining us tonight. And as always, Common fans, GBR. For life. We'll be right back.